narrated by, you know, Ayatullah al-Uzma Ibn al-Fahd al-Hilli, one of a very great Urafa of all times. He is the one who is the Muallif of the famous book Uddatul Da'i. Uddatul Da'i is the masterpiece book on the subject of dua. Anything you want to learn about the concept of dua in Islam, you can pick up this single volume book and you can get the whole concept. Nothing escapes from this book about the concept of dua. So Ibn al-Fahd al-Hilli is, you know, Ayatullah al-Uzma Hasan Zada Amuli Hafizahullah, which is one of our very great Urafa today. He was mentioning in one of his statements that, talking about the previous Urafa, that who were the greatest of all. And among the greatest of all, he mentioned Ibn al-Fahd al-Hilli, rahmatullah alayh. So he is one of the greatest, one of the greatest of all Urafa of all times. So he has narrated this narration that Inna al-Abda, Allah has said that Inna al-Abda min ibadi ya'tini bil-hasana fa'ubihuhu jannati. That means a servant of mine, Allah says, brings one hasana, one good deed to me, and I will give him the paradise. Ubihuhu jannati. I will make him go to the paradise, in other words. Faqala Dawood alayhi salam, in this conversation that took place between Allah and Prophet David, Dawood alayhi salam, Prophet Dawood said to Allah, Ya Rabbi wa ma tilka al-hasana. What's that one good deed? That if a person brings that one good deed on the day of judgment, if a person brings that one good deed, you will send him to paradise. What is that one good deed? And Allah replied that يُدْخِلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ سُرُورًا وَلَوْ بِتَمْرَةٍ. And he makes my mu'min servant happy, although through one date. It's not a big deal. It's just a matter of importance. How much we give. What happens, unfortunately, generally speaking, in the communities, is that if there is a problem between one person and the other, you know, we take it personally. Instead, Islam was asking us to consider a person and his respect as long as the person is good towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. He may be bad towards me. So what? I'm not the mi'yar and niqyas and mizan and criteria of haq and batil. If somebody is bad towards me, that's it. I'm not the mi'yar and criteria for the haq and batil is the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Isn't that right? The Prophet has said to Imam Ali, Anta Mizanul Amal, you are the mizan of all the actions. He's the scale. So the criteria for us in the light of Islam is to see what's the behavior of a person towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. If he's good towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, but he may be bad towards me, that, you know, I should continue to basically help the fellow mu'min brothers. So Prophet Dawood alayhi salam said that haqqan, when he heard that remark from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, you know, in other words, Allah is ready to send a guy, a person to the paradise for the sake of that one good deed. Prophet Dawood said, haqqan ala man arifaka an la yaqta' raja'ahu minka. Someone who has recognized you, you know, it's right for him not to break away, not to cut off his hope from you. So Allah, we should always keep our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So he is even ready to send a person to paradise for the sake of one good deed. That one good deed. Making one fellow mu'min brother happy. Actually, our scholars have mentioned that those six noor that enter into the grave of a person, I have already mentioned in one of my previous speeches, and you know, we find that the noor which is close to the feet of the dead person in the grave,
that nur belongs to the muasatul ikhwan. That means the help that we provide to the fellow mu'min brothers. Any kind of help that you have provided to your fellow mu'min brothers, that will be in the form of a nur next to your feet in the grave. And that nur is going to address your salat, your prayers. The nur of salat, the nur of the prayers, which is on the right. And the nur of saum and fasting, which is on the left. And the nur of hajj, and the nur of zakat, which are in the front and the back of the person. That nur which is at the feet is going to address these nur, these anwar, that if you guys can help the person, help him. If you find yourself helpless, come to me. I will take care of him. Helping your fellow mu'min brother is going to help you when your prayers cannot help. That's exactly what we understand in the light of this statement. When your fasting cannot help you in the grave, when your hajj cannot help you in the grave, when your zakat and khums and fitrah and charities that you may have donated could not help you in the grave, then the help that you have provided to your fellow mu'min brothers will be ready to help you, because that's stronger in its nur.